This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Skyline studio. I've been trying to play some of the ads that have been are being run by candidates in neighboring Iowa as we get ever closer to the first in the nation caucuses, and with the great number of people in the Democratic campaign for the presidential nomination. And South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg has actually begun his first TV ad buy, and this is how his ad goes.
As a veteran and as a mayor, I've seen what we can achieve when we have each other's backs. But in today's divided America, we're at each other's throats. Our rivers and oceans are rising, healthcare costs are soaring, and our kids are learning active shooter drills before they learn to read. To meet these challenges and to defeat this president, we need real solutions, not more polarization. I'm Pete Buttigieg, and I approve this message because acting together to conquer these challenges is the only way forward.
So that is the South Bend mayor's first TV ad in Iowa. We're going to bring things much more local now. And joining me on the phone is a good friend, Sam Toya, president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Rick. How you doing this morning?
I'm still trying to recover from that Cubs loss last night.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
The one advantage to doing the show this early is that I can sleep and miss those bad endings. So I didn't know about it till this morning.
It was an ugly ending.
Thank you. I'll take your word for it. I wanted to have Sam on because it's September. It's time for one of the great festivals in Chicago, the Chicago Gourmet Fest coming up at the end of the month, and I don't even know if tickets are still available, Sam.
There's still some tickets available for Sunday, but Saturday is sold out, and we have a few tickets left for some of our encore events as well.
And there's all kinds of different events going on surrounding this.
Yeah, Rick, so this year we got quite a few encore events. We have, starting on Tuesday, September 24th, we have Raise Your Glass to Freedom, a Hamilton exclusive. This is a great one. You got Rick Bayless as a host with premium seats to Hamilton and bites and Q&A with the cast afterwards. So that's on Tuesday, September 24th. I think there's still a few tickets left for that as well. And then on Thursday, you want fun? Here's fun. Jeff Comedy Jam at the Theater on the Lake, Thursday, September 26th. This will be with Jeff Morrow, and we'll have a comedy show with local chefs and comics, cocktails, and bites. And that, like I said, that will be fun. And at that Theater on the Lake on September 26th. And here is a big one. You got to come to this one, Rick. This is Saturday night. It's the Big Chili Cook-Off at the Harris Theater rooftop Saturday night. And Sarah Gruenberg of Monteverde is hosting this. And we have Chicago firefighters as our judge. We got, you know, Jimmy Bano Sr. and Jr., Abe Conlin, just to name a few, Diana Davila. We got some great chefs doing a cook-off who has the best chili in Chicago, with Sarah Gruenberg of Monteverde being the MC.
I can't think of a better gourmet event than a chili cook-off. I have to tell you, that is a great idea. And these are all encore events aside from the main events on Saturday and Sunday.
Right. So the main event is like you said, September 28th and 29th in Millennium Park. I say this all the time, and I'll keep saying it. We have the best food and wine show in the country. I don't care what they say in South Beach. I don't care what they say in Pebble Beach. It's right here in Chicago, the fourth weekend in September in Millennium Park in the culinary capital of the United States, Chicago.
Well, this show has grown over the years.
Oh, yeah, like with all these encore events. This year we have over 200 restaurants and chefs participating. Chefs like, I said, Rick Bayless, Stephanie Iser, Joe Flom, Tony Montuano, Lorena Garcia, Art Smith, just to name a few. But it gets bigger and bigger every year. We have Master Sommelier Serafin Alvarado of Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits, who's our presenting sponsor. Master Sommelier, you can't have a food and wine show without Elpina Singh. So we got master sommeliers, we got great chefs, You know, it gets bigger every year. You know, the millennials, it's all about an experience. They love an experience, and this is the ultimate experience here in the city of Chicago. Chicago Gourmet, September 28th and 29th in Millennium Park.
Well, and it's we know about our great chefs here in Chicago, but it also has an international reputation as well.
That's right. We bring in, you know, other chefs like Andrew Zimmern comes in. We bring in chefs throughout the Morimoto comes in. We bring in chefs throughout the country, throughout the world, to be honest with you.
So where can people get more information about this?
So you can go to chicagogourmet.org. Again, chicagogourmet.org. It's everything there. You can look, get tickets for, still, like I said, we still have tickets for Sunday. Again, Sunday, September 29th, we still have tickets. And then we have tickets to these encore events that I was telling you about. And don't forget about the Hamburger Hop. That's on Friday night. And that's always, that might be sold out, but that's always a huge event that that's one of the big kickoffs into Saturday. The Hamburger Hop on the Harris Theater. And that's great. We have chefs, you know, participating. That's presented by Buckhead Meat of Chicago and Blue Moon Brewing Company. You get there and you get to taste the great burgers of some of these great chefs here in the city of Chicago and throughout the country.
Yeah, everybody loves a good burger, but you've never really had a really good burger until you've attended that event.
That is true.
Unbelievable. Well, Sam, aside from Chicago Gourmet, tell me, what is the restaurant industry right now in Chicago?
Well, you know, the restaurant industry is definitely a competitive industry. And people don't realize, we are the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois, with over 588,000 people working in the industry. There's over 12,000 retail food licenses here in the city of Chicago. And roughly, there's probably about 300,000 people that work in the food service restaurant industry in the Chicago area. Last year we had over 55 million visitors here to the city of Chicago. So when you put guests in beds, there's no question you're putting diners in restaurants. Millennials and Generation Z, they want an experience. And what's the experience? It's going out to eat. We just talked about Chicago Gourmet. We have the James Beard Awards here. We have the Illinois, celebrity chefs. You know, throughout our 77 communities, we have the National Restaurant Association show here every year in May. So we got it all. James Beard, National Restaurant Association. Don't leave out Taste of Chicago. And then, obviously, Chicago Gourmet, the best food and wine show in the country. So we got a lot of stuff going on here in the city of Chicago, when it comes to the food scene. And, you know, it's a tough industry. 95 cents out of every dollar a restaurant takes in goes into the food, the employees, and everything else that comes with running the place. There's no question that it's not an easy industry to get in, to run. But when you're in it, you love it. And people, restaurateurs, chefs, they just love the industry. If you like energy, this is the industry to get involved with.
Now, certainly with the way the economy has been kind of going, that's been good for the hospitality industry, good for the restaurant industry. But, you know, we all are hearing talk about the potential for recession. How does that affect the restaurant industry?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You know, we keep hearing there's going to be a recession on the horizon. It's going to be tough. Again, like I said, 95 cents out of every dollar a restaurant takes in, you know, goes to everything about running a restaurant. It's a restaurant, it has tight margins, you're just going to have to buckle down and, you know, hopefully we don't see too much of a shakeout if there's a recession. Obviously our central business district is booming. There's a lot of neighborhoods are having more restaurants open up. But like you said, Rick, if we get a recession, that might slow down a little bit, which is, you know, not good for the economy and not good for the hospitality industry.
Well, and it's not good for Chicago. either. Well, and you know, as we've seen how the food kind of the foodie experience has expanded from, you know, the the Central Business District to into the West Loop with a new restaurant opening, but then it's taken off from there.
Oh yeah, look at Logan Square. Look at Avondale. Look at Hyde Park. I mean, you know, just, you know, Pilsen, just to name a few, you know, few neighborhoods. All the new restaurants right around in Lakeview, around Wrigley Field. So, yes, it's definitely taken off. North Center, you know, we have a lot of, you know, neighborhoods that have taken off. You know, you got a little boom going on now in Bronzeville and also on 79th Street in Chatham. So, yes. Restaurants, there's restaurants throughout our great city here in our 77 communities. Restaurants are the anchor of a community.
We're speaking with Sam Toya. He's president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio, joined on the phone by Sam Toya, president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We've been talking a little bit about the Chicago Gourmet Festival, which occurs later this month, but also talking about the restaurant industry itself. And I know, Sam, you were talking about how 95 cents of every dollar goes into the food, goes into wages, goes into the business. And I know that there are concerns about various efforts in trying to accelerate a $15 minimum wage in the city.
Yes, that's definitely, you know, we've had stakeholders throughout the city have had one meeting so far. We're going to have more meetings coming up. There's no question that Mayor Lightfoot ran on a pragmatic, progressive platform. One thing I got to, you know, definitely say the mayor is great at is communication and getting everyone to the table. We, you know, we worked on the Fair Work Week ordinance. We got to a place that it was livable. Hopefully on the minimum wage $15 that we, you know, have all the stakeholders get together and try to get it to be a timeline that, you know what I mean, everyone can live with. Again, we got to think about the 77 communities throughout the city of Chicago, not just the Central Business District. You know, there's no question our Central Business District is one of the most booming areas in the country. But Mayor Lightfoot also ran on how do we get development into the south side, into the west side. You know, so we got to think about this going up to $15 an hour minimum wage, how this affects us to do growth in these neighborhoods.
Is there some issue about with that $15 an hour about eliminating the lower tipped wage provisions?
Yes, that has been brought up. You know, but one thing I want to
maybe if you could explain what I'm perhaps better than I can what that means.
I definitely will. So the tip credit is right now it is in the city of Chicago. It's $6.40 an hour. Minimum wage is $13 an hour. However, you have to, by law, by the IR, you know, Internal Revenue Service, by the IRS, you have to make more than $13 an hour. So you get $6.40 an hour, and then you know, then your tips have to equal more per hour than the minimum wage. And the average wage person is like, it goes anywhere, averaging $19 an hour. All the way up to about $50 an hour, depending on where the wait person is working. But by law, the Internal Revenue Service, you have to show them, and no one wants to go against the IRS, that wait people that are getting the tip wage have to make more than the entry level of $13 an hour or if it's going to $15 an hour. I think people don't understand that. So, you know, so that was, you know, worked out, you know, many years ago under the Reagan-Rosenkowski tax plan. So it's a tip credit, but you have to make more than minimum wage with your tips included.
And so provisions to eliminate that, how does that affect?
Well, here's right. A lot of wait people don't like that because, I mean, a lot of people that have traveled to Europe, know that they really don't have a tipping system there. So you would just get a state, you know, you would just get the, you know, entry level wage. Say it goes to $15 an hour. But wait, people will tell you once you eliminate the tip credit, what happens is people stop tipping and they'd rather save their, you know, rather people tip because they make more money with tips than a straight minimum wage. Again, tipping has always been part of American society. You do away with tipping, people won't make as much money in the restaurant world waiting on tables. And that's why a lot of people in the industry don't want to do away with the tip credit. And again, tipping is part of our culture here in the United States.
Now, you mentioned about a resolution, too, to the Fair Work Week ordinance, which was kind of a pretty intensive battle for over a year.
Oh, yeah, it was longer than a year. It really almost was a couple of years, Rick.
Yes.
You know, it was a lot of conversations under the last administration, under Mayor Emanuel's administration. You know, there was almost a vote in March before he left office, but it didn't happen. And then Mayor Lightfoot picked it up because we were kind of, I would say we were in the red zone at that point. We weren't quite in the end zone. She got everyone to the table, a lot of communication going on. I mean, the mayor even came to hearings, you know, committee meetings, which mayors usually don't do. That's how much the mayor was at the table listening, you know, obviously listening to the advocates, obviously listening to labor, and obviously listening to business. So between the advocates, labor, and business, we were able to get a Fair Work Week that everyone could live with. And that's a sign of a good leader when you get everyone together and everyone walks away not completely happy, but okay. And that's what Mayor Lightfoot did.
So given that as kind of a template, are you optimistic about how she's going to relate, even though, you know, as you said, elected on a progressive, agenda, but is this an indication of how she's going to relate to the business community in your mind?
Again, she ran, like you said, she ran on a progressive agenda. As I always say, she did run on a progressive agenda. I always say she ran on a pragmatic progressive agenda. You know what I mean? Even with her budget, she's like, you know, at her State of the City address last week, she said, we got to get the residents, we got to get the business community to the table and try to figure this out. So she knows everyone has to be at the table trying to figure it out. She doesn't want to put things on the back of people that can't afford it. She definitely ran on that. We understand that. But she also believes in communication. She's big on communication. As I always say, communication is the key to success. And so far, we've been around a little over 100 days now, maybe 110, 120 days. She definitely believes in communication and people coming to the table and trying to get to a middle or something that people can live with. And I'm hoping as we go down the road on this minimum wage ordinance that she runs it the same way she ran the Fair Work Week ordinance with communication, and I have no doubt she will do that.
That's Sam Toya. Sam is president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, thank you, as always, for joining me, and looking forward to seeing you out at Chicago Gourmet.
Right, and don't forget, you got to come to the Chili Cook-Off. You know, besides the main event, you got to come to the Chili Cook-Off. I think you will really enjoy that, Rick.
It's going to be past my bedtime for Sunday.
Ah, that's right. That's right. All right, send your better half.
Will do, Sam. Thank you so much.
And hopefully the Cubs win today, okay? At least
yes.
We can split.
I'll take that. We'll be back with more right after this.